HMS National. May we help you?
Hey, is Keith available?
Who's calling?
This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on. Hey, is my brother on?
We do different financing, and we also do a working capital, which is basically like unsecured cash. We can use any card or anything for the business. When were you guys looking to take that on?
This is Keith.
Hey, Keith, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, brother?
Hey, just glad I got a hold of you. Playing a little phone tag there for a minute.
Yeah, man.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Just getting things started over here. I'm actually out in California, so a little earlier for me.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so I got your voicemail last night.
Yeah, I already have a couple loans, so...
Yeah, sure.
Be the first position lender, you know?
I gotcha. Why don't you give me an idea of what we're looking at, what we're looking at and looking to do?
Well, how can I be pre-approved if you don't know any of my shit?
Well, got it right here. It looks like, actually, the offer we sent you, it was based on some financing you did through Keystone. Back in 2014. So you guys, basically, you have what amounts to a strong borrowing history.
Yes.
That's how we sent it out.
So what do you do? Loans, capital, everything?
Everything, yeah. I have a couple loans.
I'd like to pay those off and just put it under one house, you know?
Okay. What kind of loans do you have right now?
Well, I have one working capital loan. I think total is maybe $100,000.
Okay.
But even if I just borrowed that off of you and put it under one roof and made one payment, you know?
Sure.
Or I said forget that, and I went with capital instead for a truck. But I'm doing full maintenance lease through Ryder, so I really won't be doing a lot of purchasing of vehicles.
Oh, okay. You said it's possible that you might be looking to bring on a truck with it too, or?
Possible, but possible, I use but Ryder. Likely. Yeah, they usually lease them to me in the long term, so they do all the maintenance and everything.
Sure. Okay. All right, I mean... Were you looking to do anything else with the cash? Just to get an idea, like a couple different programs. I mean, there's some that we could set you up where it would be just, you know, 100% unsecured cash. So if it's something you want to use to cover the loans and then do extra stuff, I mean, I have programs for that too.
Say that again? I'm so sorry.
So, I mean, were you looking for capital on top of what you have to cover the existing loans? Because if that were the case, I have programs for that too.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I would just consolidate, you know?
Yeah, just kind of
sense?
Yeah, kind of go for just one large sum that will cover your costs and give you some operating room?
Yes.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I would rather. But the money's so expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What do you typically do in gross annual sales?
About 1.8 million.
Okay.
More now, it's probably going to be more like 2 million.
All right. And how long?
2.3 million.
How long you been in business over there?
Well, realistically, it's a 50-year-old company, but I took it over and rewrote it, so 5 years.
Okay, that 50, I mean, we can roll with that 50. I mean, you've been with the company 5, the business itself been in time for 50. That'll go a long way with the approval, and it's definitely something that'll hold ground, too. What's the business structure? Are you incorporated, LLC?
Yes, incorporated.
Okay, cool. All right, and are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
All right. So, Keith, how would you rate your personal credit? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's okay, not great.
Okay,
Hold on a second. When did they call? Okay, just make a copy of that and give me a copy. That's for your trip to National. I just need a copy of it. All right, don't lose it because Gary needs a copy. Sorry about that, bud.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Yeah, I would say it's not the best. It's the only thing that's taken a beating while I built this business. It's taken a beating, so I don't think I'd be a great candidate. That's why I never call.
Used to be
800, you know, but now it's down closer to 6.
All right. I mean, and actually, you know, it's not a problem. As far as, like, our working capital programs go, I have programs there that are just 100% based on sales. So if credit's an issue, we just take a look at the sales. If you got
good sales.
Well, I was
going to wait until it increased a little bit better.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, that's always, you know, an option to look into. But at the very least, you know, we can still get you options to go with without credit being too much of an issue. Now, what would you be looking at for maybe a total ballpark idea of how much you'd like for capital?
I haven't thought about it.
Okay.
You know?
And that's, I mean, it's not a problem. I mean, what we can do is, you know, get you approved for the largest amount just to see what's possible.
Right.
From there, you can kind of decide what you want to take and what makes sense. You know, typically we can do 10 to 15% on the top line revenue. So if you're trending around, you know, 2, it'd be open to up to, you know, around 200,000 upwards, depending on, you know, what the financials look like.
They're good financials.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, it looks like we're dealing, you know, with, you know, decent amount of numbers to work with. If you're looking to go upwards of the 100,000, it's something that we would probably be able to do.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, did you have any idea of how soon you'd like to get the ball rolling?
Tell me what you need from me.
It's a pretty easy process. What I'll do is I'll send you a list of what I need. It'll be just a one-page application and then 6 months of bank statements, and then the most recent tax return that you have. So if you don't have 2015 yet, I can go with 2014.
Okay.
What's a good email address to send something over to you?
Keith, KEITH, at hmsmoving.com.
hmsmoving.com. Okay. Also, Keith, you know, just to keep things simple, in addition to those documents, what I'll need is just a summary of the current loans that you have right now. You know, just showing like the loan amount, the term, and the payment that you have. It'll be something that we'll need to give you actual hard numbers. So I'll just put that out front right now, like in addition with the statements and the tax return. Just, you know, a simple summary of them.
Yep.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll put it together right now, shoot it over to you. How soon were you thinking about, you know, getting them back to me? Was that all something that's pretty easy to get for you?
Yeah, I got the tax return right here. What's your email address?
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well,
you give me the email,
I'll have the application attached in there, so you just fill out the application and then send that back with the documents. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Okay. All right. Yeah. My email.
There too, just in case, but I think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send an email to you right now. You'll have all of my contact information in there. If you have any questions, go ahead. You call me up, email me. I'll be here all day. And as soon as you get back to me, we can get you some answers, usually within 24 hours.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Keith.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. We'll be talking soon.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right.
Bye.